Now, will you notice verse 6 here? And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Now, fishing must be done according to his directions. Now, later on, when we get to John, I'm going to talk about this matter of the way our Lord used the business of fishing to illustrate what a believer today is to do. And there are many lessons here. There's the method of fishing. It's an art. You must go where the fish are. You must use the right kind of bait. And you must be patient. But only this lesson, it's necessary if we're going to do any fishing. We must fish according to his instructions. I can't overemphasize that. If we're ever today to do anything, we must fish according to his instructions. Now, the net broke, and later on we'll find that a net does not break. And at that time in John, I'll explain why I believe the net broke here when it was overloaded and it didn't break in the other place. You see, up to this point, there's no net really that can hold the fish for the very simple reason he has not yet died, rose again. That's the gospel. And the gospel net that'll hold fish must be one that rests on the death and resurrection of Christ. Up to this time, there'd been no death and resurrection. The net broke. Later on, after he died and met these men who'd gone fishing, and he told them how to fish, the net didn't break, because now he tells them to go out and preach this gospel to the very ends of the earth. Notice the size of the catch, by the way. Verse 7, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. This is a tremendous catch, if you please. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." Now, the important thing to note here, and I want to change the wording here just a little. Peter confessed his failure, that he wasn't even a good fisherman of fish, and that it was due to lack of faith. But what he's saying is simply this. He's saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." What he's saying is, "Lord, you called me, and I failed. I went back to fishing for fish. And I thought I knew that better, and I found out I didn't. And depart from me. Why don't you go on and let me alone? I'm a sinful man, and get somebody you can depend on." That's what he's saying. And our Lord makes it very clear that he didn't intend to get rid of Simon Peter at all. He was going to use him. And the same thing will apply to you. All you and I have to do is just recognize that we're not very good fishermen. Recognize our failure and our faithlessness. Then we can come to him, and when we're willing to do that, you know, he won't put us out of the fishing business, and he won't throw us overboard, and he'll continue to use us. That's a wonderful truth. Now notice, "For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And by the way, he did pretty good on the day of Pentecost, don't you think? I think the answer of our Lord is certainly significant here. He'll no longer catch dead fish, but live men. And there's something here that is revealing, by the way, and it's revealed in the fact they couldn't catch fish. We find that they had failed. And also, our Lord was able to catch them. And there's a lesson here, and the lesson is that there's another fisherman. Did you know Satan is a fisherman? Paul said that in 2 Timothy 2:26, when he said, "And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Satan's a fisherman also. He's got his hook out there in the water today. And God's fishing for your soul, and Satan's fishing for your soul, and Satan has his hook baited. He has the things of the world on it. And God has his hook out too. And that hook is a cross. And on it, the Son of God died for you. That's the message he has for you. By the way, who caught you? Whose hook are you on today? You're on one or the other. Either the devil has you or God has you. There's no third fisherman out there, by the way.